Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Health Radio with Melanie Cole.
You know, when you go out to meet a guy, or even a girl for that matter, you try different, what they used to say, pickup lines. Or, hey, that's a good opening line. Remember Joey Tribbiani? Hey, how you doing? That was his line. So everybody's got their line, but nowadays there's like classes and lessons for pickup artists, PUA, and it's a bit creepy when you think about it. My guest today is Ronnie Ann Ryan. She's a dating coach. Welcome to the show, Ronnie. So you and I were just saying off the air, pickup artists and learning how to pick up members of the opposite sex has been around for thousands of years. What is different now?
Well, I think that they might be doing a lot of the same things. There just might be more men doing it. Or the other end of the spectrum is that women aren't prepared. Like in the old days, everybody was skittish about men, and now we all just interact with men or whatever, and so we're not thinking about protecting ourselves in the old way or thinking that some guy might be scamming us if he's flirty or whatever. So I think there's an awareness level too.
And I think one of the awareness, you know, as they say now in bars, if you're meeting different guys or strange guys, not to leave your drink unattended, not to let him buy you a drink that he hands you. You know, those kinds of things have started coming out in the media about being safe and self-aware. But what about the one-liners and the things that, how do you recognize that some guy is full of crap?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not big on scaring people, so I personally think there's a lot of common sense involved. So, you know, I stumbled on these methods by reading some articles about that were instructional for men on how to seduce women, and it's basically that they've kind of figured out what a good number of women want to hear. So how do you weed them out is you really need to take your time. The best cure for not falling for a pickup artist is to smile and listen and not let your brain get all into thinking, wow, what if he's the one, until he proves himself, and that takes time. So the flattery and all that stuff we're going to go into, it's all up front, and the real thing takes a lot of time.
Well, and, you know, I know one of the things they talk about in these methods that you're talking about is the keeping off balance, you know, which is that he'll pursue you, make you feel so great, flirt with you. And then the minute you, which they always say, don't play hard to get, you know, the minute you go for it, then they back off a little. It's that playing hard to get, and then come. And then if you back off, they'll come back at you, make you feel so good. It's such a passive aggressive game that they're playing.
Well, I mean, to be really honest with you, that game is in every dating relationship.
It is.
It's just that with a genuine guy, you're both more genuine, and with the pickup artist, he's playing you more. But that back and forth, it cannot be eliminated from dating. It'll always be there. We're talking about degrees.
We are, and you know what my aunt always said, and she was a brilliant woman at 94, and she said, you know, there's always a little bit of an off balance in every relationship, and there's going to be one person who sort of has more power than the other. And she said to me when I was going through all of this, make sure he loves you a little bit more than you love him, because you can be more secure and more confident if it's that way. And if it's the other way around, you'll always be wondering where he is, what he's doing, and chasing him. And I always listened to that advice, and I got hurt a lot less than my friends who were the ones in that chasing out of balance. So what are some of the other tricks that these guys are pulling so that people can recognize, are they being all smooth like some guy on TV?
Okay, great. Your aunt was a very brilliant woman. Don't chase men and you solve a lot of problems. That's just said right off the bat. But anyway, for the pickup artist, one of the things they do that really works is quickly establish a strong connection. And I have my, you know, dating coaching clients will tell me, oh, but I felt such a strong connection. And they're good conversationalists, and they really get into who you are and what makes you tick. And that always helps you feel like, wow, he really gets me. And so that's one of those things where he really draws you in. Another one is to look deeply into your eyes. And that kind of extended eye contact is usually something reserved only for mothers with their babies, right? And lovers who already know each other. But when a pickup artist might be looking deeply into your eyes, you're feeling like he really sees you. And that's moving into a very intimate sort of body language. And that helps you think, oh, he's really into me and whatever. So those are two of the more obvious tricks going on.
Well, I think so. And another obvious one is that rush to be intimate. And, you know, but that's been around, again, for thousands of years where a guy tries to get the girl in bed in the first night.
Yes.
But, you know, girls feel, oh, wow, he really wants me, especially if you're not very experienced or younger. Yes. You know, then you're, like, flattered by that.
Yes.
Whereas when you get a little older like me, you're like, are you friggin' kidding me? But, you know, when you're younger, so how do these girls resist that feeling in their own body from this guy saying, come on, you know, if you loved me, or, you know, come on, blow your friends off. Let's just you and I go together.
You know, to me, this is about taking things at a slower pace. And whether he's rushing you into bed or rushing you away from your friends or rushing into trying to get to know you fast, all of that stuff, and especially flattery, heavy flattery telling you like, oh, I can't believe I can talk to you so easily. I've never talked to a woman this easily before. Any of that too good to be true kind of stuff, that's your red flag.
So I agree with you.
Yeah. It doesn't mean it could be. There could be something real there, but that takes time to discover. So you can't fall for the flattery.
You can't fall for the flattery. And, you know, and what about those guys who seem all mysterious? Like, they ask you about stuff, but then, you know, they kind of don't bring forward their information, and they want to seem a little bit aloof so that you, again, are the one doing the chasing.
Yeah, that is so well said. And, the mystery man guy, that's appealing to a woman who likes the bad boy. You know, you're like, wow, I want to know what's going on behind there. Why is he so mysterious? Why hasn't he shared anything? So whether they're oversharing at the beginning and telling you all about themselves, or not really sharing much, just focusing on you and then disappearing and coming back or whatever, all of these things are designed to spike desire and curiosity.
So give the women listening, because we only have a minute or so left, give the women listening some resiliency information, things that they can do to, you say take it slow. You say don't buy into any of this, you know, clap that they're trying to spread around. But how do you, you know, tell your heart to stop fluttering and your butterflies in your stomach to leave you alone so that your, you know, head can take over and you can think more clearly?
Okay. Well, you have to know that you have brakes and you've got to use them, just like in a car. So don't indulge in long dates. Don't see him several times in a row in a week. Don't talk on the phone for hours. You put brakes on and all those things. And then for your, really to get your heart back in line with your head, which is if you can only date with your head and your heart, that would help so much, is to use a wait-and-see attitude. And you say, you know, this is unbelievable. It's exciting. I can't believe he's into me like this. I better wait and see. I'm going to wait and see. This is great, but I'm going to wait and see. And what you're waiting and seeing is if he proves himself over time. Because true love is not instantaneous. It builds with time. And time, I mean like 6 weeks, 8 weeks. Then you know he's probably in for the longer run.
That's great advice, and you can see more about Ronnie Ann Ryan, dating coach, at nevertoolate.biz, and she talks about this very thing at yourtango.com, and her book, 7 Dire Dating Mistakes That Keep You Single. So definitely great information. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening to Health Radio on Radio MD. Share these shows with your friends. It's a lot of fun we're having here. Stay well, stay motivated, and stay tuned.